This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. With us is Earl Romer, Senior Pastor for the Philippines. If you haven't heard it already, please listen to the previous podcast where he talks about the Philippines and the work that he oversees as Senior Pastor. But right now, I want him to talk about the work of reconstruction and rebuilding after Hurricane Haiyan, or Yolanda as they call it there. Hurricane that roared through November 8th, killing thousands of people and virtually destroying the city of Tacloban, where actually Earl Romer and I had visited together this past July. But I'd like to have Earl tell us about the reconstruction efforts that have been done. A few homes already have been rebuilt. And tell us about what's happening with the United Church of God in the affected area of Tacloban.
The typhoon Yolanda or Haiyan, the federal name for it, but the Philippine name was Yolanda, hit on November 8th, and some of the highest recorded winds ever on the face of the earth that were extremely destructive. Within days, Pastor Edmund McArig and his first responders went to the island of Leyte with foodstuffs and water and materials for shelters and really responded extremely quickly to the needs. Upon assessment, we did a Skype conference for about 45 minutes after their return back to Mindanao, and lined out a program of relief effort and a second relief effort, and then the rebuild effort that we would look long range to do. At this point in time, while we assessed that there was a need to rebuild at least six homes, because they were gone. There was nothing left, except in two areas, the toilet bowls were both left, and that was it. So, in assessing all of that, it was determined that from your office, that Life Nets and the Good Works program would certainly look for the help financially to be able to help the rebuild effort and the continuing relief effort. So we assessed that at a minimum and immediate was the six homes that needed to be rebuilt and a number that needed to be re-roofed. The first home was completed in 14 days. They are concrete poured, or poured concrete with rebar reinforcement, and very beautifully done. We have a great crew now of two crews, actually, of rebuilders, but the first crew went in and rebuilt the first home in 14 days of construction work. And the remainder of the homes are being built at this time in various stages. The long range, part of the long range planning is to set up aquaponics and hydroponics for long term relief and help because of the forecast rise in prices and all such that the people just simply aren't going to be able to afford. So we're helping out in that way. But the rebuild effort is being overseen by Roy Hilos, who is our foreman on the job. He's a member of the national office team in Mindanao at this time, on field duty leave, as it's called in the Philippines. He is overseeing the physical acquisition of materials, the transport of it. Another very valuable person involved now is Dr. Carlos Santos from the Manila area in helping to oversee the starting of the programs of hydroponics and aquaculture for the raising of fish and vegetables. So it's going very well. There's a lot of work to be done. It'll be many, many months, if not into the years, before there's a normalcy back on the island of Leyte.
Well, thank you very much for that update, Earl, about what's happening. If you'd like to have more information, go to the lifenets.org website, and you can find out from the front page take a look at more pictures, a YouTube video showing a time lapse of the construction of a brand new home. But go to lifenets.org/typhoon2013, or just plain go to the front page. Thank you for joining us, Earl. Thank you for coming to Inside United. Come back in a few days.
This has been a production of the United Church of God, an international association.